on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm here this evening with Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and that's all we got tonight. Just you and
just
me.
Just you and me, yep. So it might not be the most exciting show.
Yeah.
But we have new content to discuss.
Yes, we do. We have things that are built around the new content, too. So let's see.
Currently being built.
So what people are, this is probably airing on Wednesday, 2 days after April Fool. No, 1 day after April Fools. I can't even think. So 1 day after April Fools, and we had released upon the world the Spockholm April Fools joke of the year. And for those that that didn't get to see it, they got a message telling them basically based on the number of days that they've played, that they should donate reward points and a partnership with Zynga to help fund our efforts. So, and I think for the most part, it came about with a good response, positive response.
So wow.
A few people being negative, but I think once people realized what it was.
Once they knew it was a joke, but the funniest part is if you just click the okay, I accept, it would say April Fools, but if you click the decline the offer, you would get like a 500 error and you'd have to refresh your game. So these people thought, or not everybody, but some people that thought it was real thought you were putting a virus on their computer. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We put viruses on people's computers.
Yeah.
Not.
So I was a little kind of shocked at some of the responses to it. It's like, you guys have a free product, and if you want to have some fun for a day. And some people just like, it's freezing our game.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you just refresh and it's over. It was like, haha.
You got caught. That was the whole
but most
point.
People, even
it was a
the
joke.
People, yeah, even the people that did believe it at first when they found out it was a joke, they were like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. Well,
but then there were some that took it to extremes and had to like make elaborate posts of how evil and cruel you guys are.
Yeah. Well, it was funny how Martin, for the most part, has been responding to everybody's posts on the wall, and on each one he's saying, "Just remember what today is." Just remember what today is. And it's like, I don't think it even still sank in that, what today was.
And you guys do something like this every single year.
Yeah, last year was cool when we flipped the screen upside down on people.
Yeah.
So those of you that have never seen that happen, that was a fun one. We should have a Spockholm history board of our little pranks.
I could make a blog post about it.
That would be kind of fun. Cause
we've
done some fun stuff.
Yeah. I think the only reason people got so upset this time around is because they thought you were messing with their reward
points. Taking their reward points.
Yeah. Where the upside down screen really didn't cause any, fuss.
Yeah.
And I think it's just funny how people act in this game.
Get all defensive over those reward points.
Yeah, like my little Pomeranian when she's eating. If one of the other dogs gets even close to her, she freaks out.
Huh.
She's very food possessive, so some people are very reward point possessive.
Exactly. So anyway, all in good fun, all in good fun. Only lasts a day and only happens once a year, so, then of course we have the other time of year when we release the pink toolbar. That's always fun, too.
Oh, yeah, because some people don't like that either.
You can't win. You can't win.
No, you can't please everybody.
That's right. If you can't please everybody, then just manage to please yourself.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's funny. I had said something. I kind of get mad. Like, I have these hate groups and people that attack our family. And sometimes they will – sometimes I'll get mad and I'll just post something random on the fan page. It's just my little way to vent. And I had somebody say, I really don't like these posts. I don't care about, like, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't make them. And I was like, yeah, this guy is right. But really, like, this is something I do in my free time. And it's not like I'm running a business here where I have to act, you know, do a certain things a certain way. And I think people forget that, like, what we offer a free service and we can run it how we want, but we try to please people. But no matter what you do, you can't please everybody.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, in our case, I mean, you know, we have obligations that, you know, we're funding out of our own pocket for a large, you know, to a large degree, providing that, you know, every now and then we get donations, which we are certainly appreciative of, but it's not, we don't put a requirement on everybody to do that. And so, yeah, and nor do we ever have a plan to officially require, you know, some kind of sales price on Spockholm stuff. That's not going to happen. That's not our intent. We do this because we have fun doing it. You know, we'll continue to do it and we'll find ways to continue to fund it, you know, even if we never receive another donation. But it is funny that, you know, much of what people do in the game, especially, you know, with, you know, serial levelers and things like that, many of the reward points, they didn't pay out of pocket for it. So if you gave up, you know,
A couple hundred
to Spock on for the work we've done, that, you know, really wouldn't have been the end of the world, would it? But
no, I said okay.
You know,
and I think, you know, people didn't think it through too, like, if that really was possible,
yeah,
then every single mini out there would have zero reward points and they'd all be sitting in the banks of the main account.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, but that was that one this year. We'll come up with something good again next year.
Yeah, I came up with a good idea after the fact, that one I could have helped with, but
yeah, we'll have to save that one for next year.
Yeah, because
it's funny because we, you know, here, this is a little background story on the whole deal. It's funny how often we have great ideas, especially like right after April Fool's, and then we forget until like 2 days before April Fool's and we run around in a panic trying to figure out what we're going to do.
I wasn't even going to do anything. And then I saw yours and I couldn't think of anything. Yeah. And then, so mine was kind of lame, but thankfully I put Brazil was shutting down and I used the server image from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I tried to Photoshop it and it just looked horrible. Like, I'm like, this wouldn't even be funny. So Kimberly Vicker, who made our banner for our fan page, she happened to have been online, and Brandon said, Kimberly's online. So I said, is there any way you could do this real fast? And she said, I don't know if I can do it convincingly. And I said, well, that was my problem. It's not convincing at all. And she made it look really good. So shout out to Kimberly. And I don't know if anyone believed mine. I think I saw a few comments of people freaking out that Zynga was going to stop the, you know, because if they removed Brazil, they would remove the holdout. So you wouldn't get the stamina and the energy boosts and the precious gems would go. So not my funniest, but.
All right. So, yeah, we basically just, we'll come up with something good next year again. So.
Yeah, I'll try to put more thought.
We'll be planning a lot longer.
Assuming the game is still here next year.
Yeah, the game will totally be there next year.
It will never die. We keep saying, okay, like, I remember when they introduced the VIP program, and they said after 2 years or 19 months of continuous membership, you would get titanium benefits, and everyone was laughing, like, yeah, right, like, this game will
be going to be there that long. Yeah,
and then it is, and that keeps going.
Yep.
Like, I know better than to say it's going to shut down.
As long as it makes money, it'll yeah, be there.
It's making money.
Yep. So let's see what else. Well, then, of course, we've got to go on to the topic at hand.
Do we really have to rehash it?
It is kind of interesting, though, that they
Well, we should say what it is.
Well, I know. I was getting to it because I was going to say it. I find it very interesting that they try to introduce these card games into the game of Mafia Wars. You know, we had poker things, and then now we have blackjack, and I guess maybe a very, very, very rough stretch to the whole underground casinos and stuff like that, but they don't do anything fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know what I think is the most hilarious thing about this whole thing?
What's that?
Okay, we complain, this takes too much energy. This takes too much stamina. I hate to beg. This is too much begging. So here they give us an event that's you basically requires no resources, no begging. But it, yeah. Well, the chips drop so easily. And so it's really, if you just play your normal game, you're going to get, you might have to go rob, but you can only get 10 chips robbing.
Right.
And you get two per board. So you have to clear 5 robbing boards. Oh, it's easy okay. to max yeah. out on yeah, these chips. They only let us get about 95 a day.
Right.
Assuming the average daily collect is 30. But like some people get 50, 60, 80, 20. Those are the variants we've seen.
Right.
So here you have everything you've asked for. You don't want to beg. You don't want to use a lot of energy. You don't want to use a lot of stamina. But everybody hates this event. And I can't figure out. I think the main reason is it's too slow. Like, you have to watch the cards come out.
Right.
And also, is the fact that these dealers, what they can pull out of their butts.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's really frustrating.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to watch that they start with like 2 and nothing, and then all of a sudden they get a run of like 7 cards to get to 21.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? No.
I know, and this does happen at the casino. I can vouch for that.
Sure.
But it doesn't seem to happen as frequently. And I know from experience from playing blackjack, if you sit down and you lose 3 hands in a row, you're like, oh, hell no. And you get up and you go to another table. You know, there's just, you get some bad mojo going on and you're just going to leave. We really don't have anywhere else to go. You can stop playing and hope when you come back. And what I can't figure out is on some accounts, when you play the first boss, you, like, win almost every hand.
I didn't.
Well, right. I said on some accounts.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
All okay. my minis on that first boss, they could not lose a hand.
Oh.
And, you know, so when I first started playing it, I, of course, did it on my mini because I always play things new on my mini so then I'll know what to do on my main.
Right.
And I even made a post saying, oh, yeah, this isn't that bad. This is kind of fun. You get your chips back. Well, then as I went to my main, I kept losing every hand. And so I had to, like, take back my statement.
Well, because apparently then there's Zynga math involved where, based on your level and the current level of stamina, energy, and whatever else you got that have no relation to this particular part of the game, there's some mathematical formula that says basically you're going to get screwed.
Yeah.
And that's in summation. That's an actual formula. I think we call it the Zynga principle.
And, you know, I will spend reward points from my mini account all day long just to get, like, the right screenshots and stuff. And I would really like to finish the fourth boss on this account, but I don't have time. And you do so minimal damage per hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, A, you have to win, and then B, you only do 100 damage, and it's the same for all 4 bosses, but the last boss has 12,000 health, and this event's been going on for 6 days now, and I'm not even halfway done with the third boss, so there's no way
right.
I'm going to get to the fourth boss on my main. I might beat the third one on my main, but on my mini, I'm already there, and I have spent about 1,500 reward points now.
Ooh.
So anyone who does want to master this on the Ruby level, they're going to have to spend 1,000, maybe 2,000 reward points. That's just fact.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. Sort of another event we just got through doing was the mini mission thing that came out. And, it, you know, it's already gone. And it was the first one of any part of the game that I didn't get a chance to do at all.
Oh, you haven't finished it yet?
No, it's gone now. I missed.
Oh,
I was on the 11th stage, and it's one of those that you got to do a gazillion ices in London and whatever else. And I just ran out of time, and it just didn't happen. And, you know, as much as it irritates me, it's, you know, at least now it's done. But, you know, I just, I don't know why they do that. I don't understand why they have to make elements of this game so time driven. I don't know. I mean, I guess I get it. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like maybe they're experimenting to see how far they can push people to spend reward points, maybe.
Right.
But I did know when I did the walkthrough on this particular mission, the calculated risk, I know that there were so many time-delayed tasks, more so than usual.
Right.
And I ended up spending a lot of reward points, and I was a little mad because I do these on my main account because of the early access for VIP.
Right.
And I know that's like one of the few things left that people kind of care about, at least as far as my blog posts.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to just say, oh, I'm not going to do these anymore. But, you know, there comes a point I'm not going to go pay $100 to get enough reward points for a blog post.
Of which you make like 50 cents for.
Yeah, or God, I'd be lucky to do that, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, by the time you factor in, and I do buy reward points because I need to be able to do everything, and I have to speed things up.
Right.
And well, at some point, you're like, okay, the cost involved in this has become, and it's not so much the cost, it's the time.
Right.
And I could just sit down and buy them off with my mini and get them posted, but that's not the case anymore.
Yeah. Well, along those lines, I mean, with this whole thing, I mean, you know, and I'm sorry for kind of bird walking there a little bit to talk about that mission that we had too, but, you know, with this whole blackjack thing, you know, we, Martin Ike put together, and I think Brandon helped some with it too, Spocklet called the SPAC, I can't even say it, SPAC Jack, get your SPAC Jack. Anyway, and so initially it really just did something which was sort of counting your cards and, you know, being able to let you see what's been played and keep a history so that you can decide how you want to play your hand. So that was phase one. Phase two that's available in the toolbar on the backup server is to actually do an auto run, which seems to work really well for the first and second bosses. And I know Martin and them have been trying to get together and, you know, get the details together on how to tackle the final boss, you know, the latter bosses, because now you're going to deal with more than one deck of cards and, you know, all that. And so we're having some conversation about, you know, which method of, you know, do you count the cards? Is there another formula we could use based on the fact that we know what cards have been played, you know, so statistically we should be able to get a better idea, you know, and go from there. So we got to talking about the whole MIT students and their taking millions from Vegas with their card counting scheme. Yeah. So anyway.
And it really cracks me up too that they made this blog post on how to count cards. And you're like, okay, we're playing computer blackjack here, so you don't really need to memorize. You can download software for that. But they weren't showing you the dealer's last card. So it's like, well, why tell us how to count cards if we can't see all the cards?
Mm-hmm.
So they did put a little 2-second delay so you could see the dealer's last card. But the problem is if you bust, the pop-up covers all the cards. There's no delay there. The dealer never flips over his whole card. So it's still flawed to try to be able to count it. But with the with Backjack, you'll be able to see what the cards were.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have to have that pop-up cover everything up.
Ed Zynga, welcome to the world of pop-ups.
Yeah, and there was another pet peeve I had with... Oh, and I don't like how if the dealer automatically wins if he has blackjack, no matter what, you can pull a 21 out of your ass, you can have, you know, the best hand in the world, but if they have a blackjack, you're going to lose. So why sit there and make me hit like 5 times... to just turn over a blackjack? Normally in every casino I've ever been in or any game online I've played, if the dealer has blackjack, the hand is over. They usually offer you insurance, but they're not that complex in Mafia blackjack.
Yeah, but in Mafia blackjack, if you tie for 21, they call it a draw and you still get your
Yeah, you still get your back. Chips back. Yeah.
Chips back.
that's the only way to gain some, or you don't really gain anything. I think people are having a hard time with the concept of it too. You're not playing for chips, you're playing for damage to the bosses.
Right.
The chips are just a tool to get it there. So you don't win chips when you win a hand. You just get them back.
Right.
And I don't think people like that concept either. And there really aren't enough chips to go around. So I think if they want to repeat this event, and I'm hoping they look at their metrics, like how many players mastered this on the Ruby level? And I guarantee you it'll be like less than a handful probably.
Right.
And so if they look at that and they're like, well, gee, we have this option to replay it for 50 reward points, but nobody did that. Well, because nobody finished it. So I think if they they're going to either have to like give more chips per day to make it equivalent so there is a chance that you'll finish.
Right.
Or if they let us win chips when we win a hand, it would probably be enough to get close to mastering the event.
Right, right.
But if I know going in I'm not going to finish it, do you think I'm going to go, oh, well, let me buy some chips?
No.
No, I'm going to say, I'm going to do the third boss and I'm quitting.
Well, and I think the people that buy, this is my speculation. Of course, this isn't grounded in fact and I don't see their metrics. But I think the people that tend to buy are not the people that, you know, are the, well, I got this far and I'm now going to finish it just because and just because. I think the ones that really are diehard spenders, they'd get through it like a normal way. And then they'd turn around and spend the reward points to go through the whole process again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. So, like, this is one of those events that supposedly you can replay for 50 reward points after it's over.
Only 9 times, though.
Yeah. Well, but how are you even going to get 9 times in if, you know, there's just not enough time, I mean, other than spending a bunch of reward points.
Right, and if you needed to spend 1,500 reward points to master it, and then you don't really have any more free chips coming, like, I think that would turn something on in the brain and be like, do I want to replay this again?
Right.
Probably not.
Yep.
And I think their metrics will be telling on that.
Yeah.
I mean, if they even bother to look, but they should do a tally, like how many people fully mastered this event. And they'll get their really lowball number. And if they ask why, well, I guess they couldn't because we didn't give them enough chips.
Yeah.
And even in those who say someone doesn't care, and like my mini, I don't care. I have like tens of thousands of reward points on that account.
Right.
So I'll buy 2,000 chips. It's not going to hurt me. It's, you know, but do I have time to sit there? Like once the scripts come out and they work, then, you know, maybe I'll think about it. But for now, you got to assume everyone's playing manually because scripts are against the terms of service. There's not enough time to do it. So even if you have the reward points, you really don't have the time.
Yeah. Yep. Which that's always the big complaint, time. Don't put events on us that are consuming so much of our time. But they don't listen.
No, and it's a game that's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, thinking about Candy Crush. No, I'm just kidding.
I got was hooked on that for a while, but I hit a cap on it.
Right.
And then by the time they came out with new levels, I was over it, so I never went back.
Yeah, I wonder what their next big thing is going to be at Zynga. If there is going to be a next big thing, be interesting to see. Anyway, well, I mean, I don't know what else we've got. I mean, seems like a lot of nothing now. Killer Smile, another event. Yeah.
I only like those because you can get this 60% game card redemption bonuses.
Uh-huh.
And they started giving punches for game cards on your reward card. Because everything changed. So now when you buy even a Zynga game card, everything gets converted to Facebook credits.
Yep.
And then the way they do it is you redeem it, and then when you refresh your game, you get that bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they do, because of that, they give you the punches, where it used to be you would only get the punches when you bought reward points from the marketplace, but you get so many more by using game cards. So it was kind of like a which is better.
Mm-hmm.
And now you do get the punches, so that's nice. Oh, and we will be hitting the Emerald level of VIP benefits.
Wah, wah, wah.
For 2 years of loyal service.
Holy mackerel. That's crazy to think about.
I know.
I mean, let alone that how many years before there was the VIP. Yeah.
And so the Harbinger of Retribution, it now has stats of 556 on each side. And there it is in the server. So if you want to see what that looks like, it's on the blog. It's an armor item.
Cool.
So that'll be fun. But I'm really not impressed with the benefits. You know what they have to offer.
Yeah. No, it seems like there were a lot of good ideas tossed out at them specifically about what would propose people. Yeah. But they don't listen.
And there is, it'll be interesting to see them, but I don't like if it's a benefit, I should not have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider that a benefit, but they have this thing, it's called, once a week you can purchase 50 attack, defense, energy, or stamina points. And I think that's going to be a good deal.
Yeah. If they let you keep it. That's
no, they do.
Yeah.
You purchase them. It's like a pack.
Well, I know, but. You're sort of purchasing the bonus ups that you get every time, too, when you really sit and think about it. And they take that away if you drop VIP.
Right, but they can't take this away because you're buying a pack. It's like a skill point reallocation.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a straight up. What I'm going to do when that comes out, I'm going to use the 50 reward points I get every week, and I'm just going to go buy that. So basically, I'll be getting 50 skill points a week. Instead of 50 reward points.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. And then you get like a 30% discount on energy refills. Like, who cares about energy?
Yeah. And for those that forget, there's in the marketplace, in the fight club, there's still, you can use up all those victory coins getting your energy refills there.
Yeah. I forget about that one a lot.
Yeah.
I try to not play so much. Like, I do the park mode.
Right.
So it's rare that I'm going to really need that. But when I do run out of resources, that's the one I always forget about.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Ha ha, I got a place to go to get that last little boost to get over the top.
And there's going to be, we could get 2 free kamikazes a day.
Interesting.
I like kamikazes now just if I want to hurry up and level. Then I can use all my stamina in one arena. And then the last thing they're giving us is additional job mastery per click. So that kind of tells me in order to use that as a benefit, I'm going to need a secret district or I'm going to need a new destination.
Right.
Because I highly doubt there's, if you've been paying for the VIP for 2 years, you most likely you have mastered everything.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any going to be any Emerald VIP people with unmastered jobs. I could be wrong, though. Maybe the fighters that don't have a lot of energy and don't really care.
That's possible.
About progress in the cities.
Yeah.
So, who knows? I mean, it'll be interesting. And it's a little better than before, but...
Correct.
I think the best benefit they could do, and it would probably attract a lot of players, is give people the ability to upgrade more than 5 properties a day.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll take 2 of those, please.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you have to wait 2 years. And I hate to say this because I just said I wouldn't, but is this game going to really be here in 2 years?
Yes, it will be.
Okay. So when Joe Schmo reads about these Emerald benefits and he goes, oh, that sounds cool. I think I'll join the VIP membership. And in 2 years, I'll have that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Oh, we'll have to like get a soundbite of this in 2 years.
Yeah, we may be still. Hey, I remember the day when we
use these things called scripts.
Yeah,
because then they
play this game that all you did was just click all damn day. I don't know what we was thinking.
Nope.
It's just kind of amazing how simple the game is when you really think about it, you know, compared to what's out there for some other things.
Oh, yeah. Like, but I don't know. It's part of the reason a lot of us played it because it was simple.
Yeah.
I don't like all those, like, game like the Game Boys or whatever they're called, Xboxes. I don't like the controllers with all those.
You don't like the consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too confusing. Like, this button does that. There's too much. I just want to click. I want one button.
Hey, you'd be right up there with Steve Jobs. He insisted that the Apple devices only had one button because he said there'd never be a need for two buttons. Mm. However, then Microsoft and Xerox and all the rest of them came out with the two-button mice, and everybody ate it up because you could right-click and add more to your contacts menu, and then that kind of... My Apple still to this day really only has one mouse button, but if you click on one side of the mouse button, it behaves like a right click, and if you hold down the control key and click with the left mouse button, it kind of does the same thing. So they sort of have a two-button mouse, but it doesn't really have two buttons. It's kind of funny when you think about it that way. Anyway, all right, well, I don't know. I probably nothing else really to talk about, so I guess we could probably just do our shout-outs and call it a night, and hopefully we'll get everybody back together next week. Just seems like it's tougher and tougher.
Yeah, I couldn't make it last week. I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was snowing.
I was in San Antonio all last week, so anyway, it was fun.
You were warmer than me.
I was indeed, and it was warm. And then we had a 9-hour bus ride back, and 9 hours and like 9 or 10 hour bus ride back, and no air conditioning on the bus.
Oh God!
Oh, it was hot. Everybody was getting cranky.
I was there for a class, and I left my jacket on the first day.
Ooh.
Because I'm not used to wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice till I got back to the hotel, and I'm like, I forgot something. And it was when I walked off the limo, and it was so hot. I was like, or cold. I was like, oh my God, I forgot my jacket.
Yeah, I did that once. Went to a conference and thought, heck, I'm going to Atlanta. It's got to be warm there. And get there, and it's like chilly and rainy and all this other stuff. And I'm like, what? This doesn't sound like... Oh, it was Florida, too. I went one time to Florida, and it was, like, exceptionally cold, and I'm like, it's Florida! Yeah. Oh, well.
Crazy. We just get used to where we live, and we think it's like that everywhere.
Yep. All right, so you got a shout-out this evening?
Just to everybody. Mike Nestor, we don't really know where he is.
Yeah, he's around.
I saw him in the Kiss My Bot room. But I think he does that on auto.
Mm.
We haven't heard from him in like 2 days.
Yeah, that's true. So
and he didn't post the points on the fan page yesterday. So when that happens, I always assume he's at the bar.
Yeah.
But then I haven't heard from him today.
Huh.
So it's odd.
Yeah, that is pretty odd, actually.
So we'll find out tonight.
We'll get the whole scoop.
If there's no points, it's because Mike is either still at the bar.
Yeah, could be. Still at the bar.
I'm looking at his wall because he usually... he's somewhere. At least yesterday he was.
Yeah.
He's at Teasers. That sounds like a strip club to me.
That may be exactly where he is.
He's still there after a day.
He's testing the bounds of whether or not he can stay and pull an all-nighter. And dayer, and nighter, and dayer, yeah.
I don't know, don't they charge by the hour?
Yeah.
That could get pricey.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, for me, I'm just going to give a shout-out to the Team Spock. I mean, just the cleverest bunch of guys, and, you know, the stuff that they do and we come up with is... It's always inspiring, and just appreciative to everything that they do and the work we do over there. So that'll be my shout out this evening. So without Jana here, I guess one of us is going to have to say it's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new world. I want to ride.